last segment of the show, the go-home portion. After this, go home. Or if you're at home, decide which way your pants are going, up or down. That's not for me to decide. I don't care what you guys do while you listen. Just listen.
I do.
Yeah, well, you encourage this type of deviant behavior. All right. On the break, new music from John Dartnell with Hello World. And that last song coming into break was The Days We Don't with Emily. You can learn more about both of them at deucemusic.com. Deucemusic.com. All right. Let's briefly explain Mr. Davin and Ann Jackson, the fun that is. And then we're going to get into this. We don't have a lot of time tonight.
Oh, really quickly. Did somebody call you Mr. Davin this weekend?
The host. The host referred to me as Mr. Davin.
You must have laughed your ass off.
Well, I didn't have anybody to laugh with, but I did post on Facebook.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Like,
Mr. Davin.
Mr. Davin.
You never know when an impromptu Mr. Davin game is going to break out.
You never know.
Those playing along, it was two Mr. Davins.
I want to know what other categories they had, because I need to cheat.
That's funny.
How many times will Mr. Davin be threatened? Yeah.
So-called Mr. Gun Carrier.
So-called Vietnam Vet.
How many times did they mention
American
flashbacks?
Hero Clemson fan?
I don't know what he said, but he said it in Damn It All Red.
Yes, he did.
He just one little spot.
Yes.
This is where we have Davin read the emails either from Ann Jackson, that's not her name, Davin.
It's a fake name she uses.
It's a fake name she uses.
I didn't make it up.
Oh, yes. She writes to Davin, or she sends emails that she has received from others and sends them to Davin. He reads them out loud. Ann is someone who was scammed by a romance scammer. And then they took a lot of money from her.
Other type of scammers, too.
And she's also a reload scammer.
And before that, it was a business scammer.
Oh, okay.
Remember? It wasn't really romance with her.
No, she said it wasn't romance, but it was.
That was the second time around. First, it was just a business deal.
She got scammed by a smorgasbord of scammers. And then she tried to get her money back from them, and so they scammed her again. And so now she thinks she's studied up on it, and she thinks she's a real expert on scams.
And she's looked to as an expert.
Yeah, other people
until
think
she started
is.
Sending people to scammers and then
as their new victims.
And I was called in to investigate, and she's very entertaining, so we have categories for this segment.
What sort of things she's going to say or do during the letters that we hear tonight?
Pip, what are the categories?
The first category tonight is Mr. Davin. The second category is how many times is she going to say mess media?
Mess media.
And the third category is fucking liar.
Mm.
Singular.
Okay, fucking liar, singular.
Singular.
Important.
Because it's important. We distinguish about this. So, Joe, how
Men have died.
Men have died.
Mr. Down, five.
Five, Mr. Davin.
Mess media, five.
Ooh, five.
Glad you clarified mess.
Fucking liar.
Yeah, as a single, I'm going to bring back my points on that. I'm going to go three.
Three fucking liar. Okay. All right, so I'm going to go with six Mr. Davins. I'm going to say three mess medias and two fucking liar. And I see that Lisa is in with three Mr. Davins, one mess media, zero fucking liars. Aha! Joe's girl says three Mr. Davins, zero mess media, three fucking liars. And Tom says... three Mr. Davins, one Miss Media, no fucking liars. Anybody else want to weigh in and make guesses on what's going to be said tonight? Go ahead and do it in the chat room right now.
Yeah,
in the meantime, please, Davin, our first victim.
Dateline, July 1st, 2014. Oh, no, excuse me, June 30th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Ah, number one.
I'm going to expose the UK funds and payment because these people are 24 hours online. I did the test last night. Miller, who's one of the scammers, and Green are always online, so I can judge them as...
fucking liars.
Fucking mafia.
Fucking scammers. Oh,
sorry.
Hiding somewhere. I have no idea if you do the report. So I respond, I cover your story almost every week on my radio show.
Yes, we do. Do the report. Well, yes.
Yes, we do. We call it the last segment, or one last thing those two have to prepare for.
Thank you.
I have garnered you empathy from those that previously detested you. We use your story as a learning tool to warn others. I am not sure what else you expect me to do. You want to make an impact? Come on my show and speak for yourself.
Yeah.
July 1st, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Number two.
Dose.
Kindly send me your website, because I'm going to send it to the White House, too. Now, she's already sent stuff to President Obama.
Yeah, what, Obaman?
Obaman.
Mr.
President Obaman. Obaman. By the way, I will give you all the info about my scam, and I need your help. Please expose those two soldiers and fucking FBI man Brown Cotton. Of course, that idiot Melvin Santos. Thank you so much. I will send all the payment details.
I could just see Obama. Got a letter here.
Yeah.
from Ann Jackson. Very interesting.
8 years, you're finally getting it down.
Yeah, I know.
Might have been useful for the past 7.5. Does everything have to be past its prime for you to impersonate it?
Bomb is tough to do.
It is. But you've never even attempted to.
I get the hang of it. I hope the only reason I hope Hillary wins is she's just so easy.
No, you do the Peanuts teacher.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Yeah, now she talks like this.
No, she doesn't.
She does.
Anyway, so I respond. I give her the website. I go, and without the soldiers, AKO, that's the address that the soldiers have while they're in the military. At the time of this writing, they kept it even after they retired. Mm.
Oh.
They no longer do.
Oh, okay.
They are deemed imposters, not soldiers. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, three.
This is what Parker Green... Now, Parker Green is, of course, a fake Marine.
Mm-hmm.
This is what Parker Green said. UN will do compensation. Fucking lies. Maybe Green got the money if he said UN can do the compensation. I never get any fucking money, but he asked me to pay and pay.
He's a scammer, stupid.
Yeah, that's what he does.
No, that's not nice. Now, here's a conversation.
That's not nuts.
No, that's aspersions. Here's a conversation between Anne and Parker Green. This is Anne. Many victims send money. They are U.S. women. I really do not know what to say. I sent all to Eric's. I think she meant Eric Bohr, who works with the Interpol.
Wait a minute. Eric's plural?
Another one? No, with an X. And then she corrected.
Eric's.
This is the one thing she corrects.
It's like the readings. Now we're reading between. It's like the church. Now we're reading between Ann Jackson and the Corinthians. Mr. Apostle! I don't see anybody coming back.
They're all prophets. All fake prophets.
A letter from Ann Jackson to the apostles.
I found scammers in London, too. Green Parker says, send them to Dr. Melvin. That's the United Nations guy. And this is from her conversation between Green Parker on June 20, 2013. She goes, I did it. Parker goes, UN will do compensation to pay all victims back. She goes, where is James? That's her love interest in Soldier Miller, who she hates. She goes, I hate this scam. This is terror activities. The Taliban's in Sahara, Middle East. Don't you see it? They use this money. The boys call it payday. My students will come later. Well, when I'm finished with them. I will call Mr.
Wait a minute. What?
I made it naughty.
My students come later? She means she's going to get the money back to the students later?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what she means, because she's borrowed from her students.
Yeah, tons.
I will call Mr. Odo, too. Where is James? Is he on the way to Thailand? He does not contact me at all. Always like this. Parker Green says, yes.
Yes?
Yes. He
yes
will.
To what?
Yes, he will. Anne goes, he can shoot the scammers. Parker goes.
Is this a theme tonight?
Joe's fine with it. Joe. Stupid. You might as well be in here. There's assholes in here. Why not throw you in? Parker Green goes, please, get the fees and inform me. He's focusing. Enough with your whining. Let's get the fees.
Yeah. It's kind of like when he used to say to her, okay, just stop talking. Yes. Just get the money.
Anne goes, I am in a big shit. I didn't see that on your little list.
That's a great line. I'm in a big shit.
I'm in a big shit.
I'm in a big shit. That's great. That's a great line. I'm in a big shit.
You're hacking Ann Jackson now, are you?
Maybe.
It is a great way of explaining if you have a problem.
I'll just tell her if she calls me out.
Is she Mr. Clean?
I don't know. But if she calls me, I'll just say parallel thinking.
There you go. They can do the arms and leave.
Nice. Yeah.
Funny.
I'm in a big shit, really. Green Parker says.
I'm sorry. I'm like 6 years old. I'm in a big shit. It's
I'm in
hilarious.
A big shit. Did you see a big shit? You're in the middle of it. Oh!
Try to climb out.
Oh, there's a corn. Let me swim to it.
Yeah, there's a fly. Get away from me. You want the shit? Not me.
There's an elephant standing over you. Get away! You've done enough.
Parker says, Eric is there to solve the issue now. He has 3 days to stay in UK. Anne goes, what issue? I have no money. I told you. I paid lots of money. Every time. Parker goes, scammers. And also see a lawyer. Parker goes, okay. Then Anne goes, then where will he go? Parker says, Asia. Anne goes, forget the funds. I am sick. Green Parker says, I have to rest a bit now.
Okay.
All this bullshit took a lot out of
you. Sure.
Yeah.
Ann goes, no money. Go for rest. Bye.
Oh, no money. Go for rest. Yeah.
Ann goes, talk later. Bye. Ann goes, Mr. Green, are you okay? Parker says, I am having fever. Ann says, sorry. Can you drink sport water? Then your fever will go down. Sport beverage. It works. Fucking Dr. Ann.
What the hell?
He's low on electrolytes, woman. A little sympathy. This scamming takes a lot out of you.
He's trying to help. Drink some Gatorade. Yeah,
sure.
Fine.
Ann Jackson brought to you by Propel Water. Yeah.
Quenches that deep down body scam. It's good.
Really?
Mr. Davin, you need to hydrate yourself.
Yeah,
use Propel Water. Yeah. The official water of Ann Jackson.
It's all right. Ann's just trying to be a pal.
Yeah. Go hydrate yourself.
Yes. Parker says, I will take it now. Ann says, Pocari Sweat.
Wow.
What?
I don't know, but it sounds amazing.
It sounds like their kind of electrolyte water.
Yes.
it sounds like a kinky like sexual position they do in Asian. We're going to do the Pocari Sweat. No. It sounds like anal.
You will sprain something.
Going to give her the old Pocari Sweat.
Need a palm tree, some bamboo, and a little time.
Going to give her the Pocari Sweat, and then we're going to hydrate.
Oh, those palm fronds can cut.
Yes.
Ann goes, where are you? Mr. Green, hospital? He goes, I am rehabilitation home. Joey's moving in.
God, that's funny. That's funny.
I hope you tell that you're a big fan of his work.
That's funny.
He's going to move in. You know, I've been through a lot of stuff, but this carpet's a mess and these baskets are all over the place.
Oh, that's
how am I supposed
funny.
To scam with these baskets in the way?
It's going to be awful at the closing. All the fees.
Funny.
Never-ending fever, Joe, to close on his house. And stupid, he'll just keep on sending it because he's so desperate to get out.
Just signed by where the damn it all read.
Here's the tax fee, the HUD fee, the statement fee.
You're going to get fucked.
The pencil fee.
I can't wait to see that closing.
Oh, man.
Maybe his daughter Jennifer will be there.
Yeah,
I hope she doesn't take the money and go to the bank.
Yeah, that could be dangerous.
All the papers up in the air. Boom. Ah, I got it by Kim.
Then you could send me JPEGs of the official documents.
Yeah, right.
The logo's pixelated.
I thought the realtor was real. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why I had to pay Western Union fees. I mean, she's in the neighborhood.
Yeah, right. She works at Dix Hills. Why I have to wire the money?
Wait a minute. The mortgage company is Western Union? What?
Mr. Green, hospital? I am rehabilitation home. Ann goes, hope you will be fine soon. How does Jennifer say to you? I don't know.
I don't know. How does Jennifer say
Anne's Japanese, so not everything translates.
No, but it's hilarious the way she tries to translate it.
Because we make fun of things.
Yes, we do.
Ann goes, Mr. Oda will pay me tonight. Parker Green goes, Jennifer cries every time because it smuds.
Well, stop doing it that way.
It involves a truck.
Because we're doing the Pocari Sweat and she don't like it.
My God, get some lube, man. Don't make her cry.
Yes. Ann goes, why? Are you okay? I do worry. Parker goes, I want the funds to come out. Well, that's apparently they're stuck in Jennifer, and that's why she's crying every time. It's hard to stick a bag of money in a 19-year-old girl's ass, but we'll do it.
Needs a truck to hit her and get it out.
Yeah, exactly. We're at a yak, so we're just going to load her up with it.
Ann thought she was in a big shit.
Yeah. Poor Jennifer. Got to shit out the balloons.
Gold bars.
I'm in a big shit. How funny is that?
I'd love it.
Just as a phrase, not to be really in it.
No, not to be really in it.
Parker goes, I want the funds to come out. Yeah. So Jennifer can go meet you. Ann goes, I hope Jennifer can stay with me. Parker goes, the fees are not complete now. Ann goes, hope you can work for UN in the future after you are fine. What do you think? I think UN needs you. How is your body condition? Are you really okay? Mr. Green? I will. He's a man of few words. Ann goes, I think it is better than the job you have now. Don't you think so? He says, yes. Ann goes, this is payback for you. I am good at research, but I am not a hunter. Yorkshire Bank does not want to do the funds transfer. I got some good friends who really fight scam with me. I am happy for this. James will work for UN too? I hope so. Maybe you can both work together. Parker says, the transfer will be made.
He's just like, back to business.
Eric will see to that. How much can you get from Odo? Ann goes, 40,000 or 50,000 Japanese yen.
Oh, man.
Parker goes, you can send fees tomorrow early morning? Ann goes, I will go to his school later. Ann goes, Jennifer asked me to send $400. Parker goes, please message her. Anne goes, okay. I go, who is Mr. Odo?
Yeah, and why,
yeah, really.
This is a name
is
we haven't heard.
Why is there still a fool on this planet that is willing to give her money for fees?
Yeah, well.
Mr. Odo.
Who is Mr. Odo? He obviously is out of school.
I had to ask. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, there's four.
But we want to know about Mr. Odo.
You'll wait your turn. I will send you one certificate, too. When I started to know James Miller, he told me he tried to help me with my scam. He introduced UK EFCC. He dealt with my case, so he asked me to pay for the funds transfer to the bank to do the legal procedures. I pay. He told me he would help me. Here is a list of people who contact me. It's a cat. This is like the end of the show. We all
call. Oh,
come
it's
out.
A roll call with
yeah,
the end.
Yeah, you hold hands,
it's
you take a bow.
That's a curtain call.
Sure.
No, it's the finale where they all come out and jam. Yeah.
That's what. I'm, well, no, they're not jamming. They're fucking.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, the old Picari sweat to Anne. Mm. Here's the list. The who's who of the scamming world.
Oh,
David
God.
Copper, James Miller, Parker Green. Yeah, Joe applaud. Absolutely. Abdullah Nassim, who got gunshot by gangsters twice, but Joe doesn't think there's issues. He has not contacted me anymore. He has another. Icy Brown... Copper, Interpol, Eric Bohr. They always ask me for the funds transfer. It is never-ending payment. The funds never come out to me. The fee funds for transfer from Paribas to Yorkshire Bank. The person I contacted is James Miller, Parker Green, and UK EFCC David Copper. He told me to send money. Mr. James Miller introduced UK FCC to me, and he told me that Jimmy Jones left the funds. That was her friend who got killed.
Right. Mm.
To me, and that when the coming up with Parker Green, he told me he could help me, so we paid lots of money for funds transfer. The funds does not come out since they asked me to pay lots of tax clearances.
Yeah.
For the UK fund, she dealt with David Copper, who was, I believe, collecting money in Ghana at one point.
Mm.
David Copper asked me to pay for the fees to open case files, which you don't have to do.
No.
And then told me to deal with my legal procedure. So here's where some of the payments went. To Hamilton Williams for 95,000 yen into the UK. More to Hamilton Williams for 66,000 yen in the UK. Ashraf Johnson twice to France.
I've had that once.
Nice Irish boy.
Yeah. Ashraf Johnson. It's Arab with a cock.
Ashraf Johnson. My name is Ashraf Johnson, motherfucker.
242,366 yen, 84,903 yen. Abdullah Nassim in Malaysia, 50,000 yen. Ashraf Johnson again to France, 40,000.
Yeah.
David Copper in UK, 8,100 yen. Again, David Copper in the UK, 55,500. This is where she's sending all the money to. All
That's
the
incredible.
People. Abdullah Nassim, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, all to Malaysia for 171,000, 135,000, 84,000, 94,000, 36,000, and 130,000.
That's an incredible amount of money.
Oh, wait, but there's more.
Ugh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Another 15 to Abdullah Nassim in Malaysia for a total of 233,000. No, it's more than that. It's just there's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, you don't
and
say.
And this was happening on this was happening from August, from February to like November of 2011, then in January of 2012. February 2012 to June of 2012. Just months and months of her giving these assholes money. And you can see how big this scamming
are.
The payments are and the scamming ring.
Yeah.
In Malaysia, in Europe, it's all over the place. She goes, these are the dates when I paid the fees. This is UK funds. It's not active because they asked me to pay one more fees. I cannot afford it. And then anyway, they're coming up with money back, which is called recovery scam. IC3 Brown and Cotton informed me that. It almost seems like, so somehow IC3 Brown Cotton got a hold of this.
Right.
And he's not part of this group, necessarily. He might be part of a different group that has sunk her fangs in.
And so he's warning her about what they're doing, but meanwhile, he's getting her another one.
Which we saw last week when another scammer was warning one of Anne's victims not to pay.
Yeah.
They're very competitive. So she goes, he arrested that Thai woman and she collected my money, $112,500 US, according to my payment. No, she didn't.
Mm-mm.
He asked me to fill the form at Barclay Bank and he sent the money back to me. I need to pay for the funds transfer. This is how I started to know him. And he told me he arrested another scammer who is an ex-convict named Pedro Simpson. So she is fucking laying this out.
Wow.
She's given up a lot of money over a good period of time to various countries.
Yeah, and a lot of other people's money.
Yes. Yes. I go, in my opinion, Abdullah Nassim is the real name of a real scammer behind this real load scam you are a victim of.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the real guy.
Yeah.
Nobody's pretending they're an American soldier named Abdullah Nassim.
No.
No.
Even Abdullah Nassim, if he is an American soldier, it's just...
too easy.
You call me Joe Wilson.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, right.
My birth certificate says Abdullah Nassim. You call me Joe.
Joe Wilson.
He is posing as some of the, quote, authorities you have spoken with. Were you able to track the emails to Malaysia? Have you shown this to your local police? My feeling is that too much time has passed, but it is not impossible. A lot depends on the law enforcement relationship between Japan and Malaysia.
Right.
I mean, she can show where this has gone.
Right.
This, you would know better than myself, but this is something your police will know. If there is a working relationship, perhaps the Malaysian authorities can figure out what Western Union Nassim was collecting his money from.
Mm-hmm.
If he's still in the region, perhaps they can catch him, and then perhaps you will get your justice. Because you know this guy's still doing it.
Oh, of course.
I think you should contact Victim C and the others if they ever sent money to Nassim and others on your list. You need to get all the real documents together and go to your police. And I need you to understand this and just trust me on this. You were never talking to the UN, FBI, soldiers, etc. These were the men you were talking to.
Mm-hmm.
It was a scam. You have fought me every step of the way on this, but I'm telling you the truth. Your answer lies with Nassim.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is the European pickups were for the purpose of money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
As you can see, most of them were in the beginning. They felt confident that you would not get caught, and then they just had you send the money directly to Malaysia. This overconfidence may work in your favor. If your local Japanese police are willing to work with you, my suggestion would be that you contact one of your frauds again. Tell them you had a nervous breakdown and that is why you were so mean and hostile. They can believe that.
Oh, totally.
We do.
She often seems like she had a nervous breakdown.
Yes. Tell them you had a nervous breakdown and that is why you were so mean and hostile. Tell them you are on medication now and under care of a doctor. Tell them you have a bit of money and you want to try one last time to get your funds. Send them a bit of money. Then the police can catch them in the act. And then I put this in capital letters. Do not do this unless the police are assisting and have the cooperation of the Malaysian authorities.
Right.
Do not do this with people who only email with you.
Right. Make sure they're real, please.
Yes. You need to go to the Japanese police. I truly believe this is your best chance. When you are talking to your police, you must be humble. Because you know how she likes...
She's like, you fucking guys.
You guys fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Brown Cotton on you.
she comes out
like a roll.
She comes out like a burst of fire.
Yes.
People want to be helpful with that.
Yeah.
If you come across as knowing everything and being resolute, they'll be less likely to help you.
Right.
If you could come across as...
Because nobody likes an asshole.
We make do. Walked right into that one. You have your certain contributions. Like's a strong word. If you come across as a sweet victim, perhaps they will assist. No cursing, no bragging about videos, no claims of future wars. Do you understand me, Anne? Like, I'm trying to, like, dart through this window of clarity.
Yes, she has there's a one moment.
Yes. She goes, when you give the Japanese police the receipts from your money orders, you should also provide them with the phone numbers of the people who were scamming you. For instance, you gave me a number for Morris Mariba.
Mm-hmm.
He is a phony, but perhaps then can call him and he will pick up. Perhaps they can trace where the call is really going. I am not sure, but it's worth asking the police. Then I go, what, you want to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, getting a moment of clarity with Anne is like when those, like, storm hunter planes go through the hurricane and they come out into the eye. Yeah, they've been rattling around the whole plane in Shea Holy. Then, it's sunrise.
That's
sun.
A really good analogy. Yeah, yeah.
She's been compared to worse.
Yeah.
I go, I traced that address that, quote, Miller gave you for Stacey Moore's home. I should have done it sooner, but this is not my job and I've been extremely busy.
It's not.
Sorry for the delay. Anyway, you can see for yourself, so I give her the link. It's a CVS pharmacy, not a private residence. A complete lie.
Oh, my God. It's a CVS.
She goes down to the building of the pharmacy. I have a Schroff Johnson's address in Paris. I will send other files to you. Mr. Davin!
Whoop, five.
Ooh, okay.
Mr. Oda is my boss who runs the school.
Okay.
Ah.
Jennifer wanted to come to work for him before. She's getting money from her boss.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, from her. That's what that was about. She's getting money, and they're priming her.
We
covered a lot there.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add before we wrap this puppy up?
So they're trying to get Jennifer a job there?
I'm sure she's really going to show
up.
But
that's... But,
That's just building the connection between the two of them.
Right. But look, and we also mentioned that Mr. Oda is her boss.
Her real boss.
Her real boss. So she's getting all this money to bring this girl over to them. Somebody spending that's going to be lost for somebody who doesn't exist.
Right. Somebody that she thinks exists. And she's, I mean, this girl cuddled up to her so quickly, and all of a sudden she's calling her mummy and everything. And she bought into this, and she's never laid eyes on her.
And the funny thing is, if you, I never borrowed money from where I worked, but if you do, that's your job where your income comes from.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't come up with the money,
you're so screwed.
You're so screwed. Plus, if you go to another job, they're not going to hire you.
No.
You ran all, you know, you didn't pay 10 grand the company bar. Yeah, and it's all the same that a lot of jobs look at your credit rating.
Yeah.
You know, here in the States, I don't know what they do over in Japan, but still.
Maybe
you know.
She could play them in Platsky shirts. Got nice shirts embroidered. That works in trade. I'm out of yen. Here's some shirts.
Davenston t-shirts.
Yeah, but why not?
Hot commodity.
Sure. So we got. She gave me a lot of information there.
Yeah,
I don't know why she didn't put that together herself. And why? Why? I've never spoken to this Ashraf Johnson. Why am I sending money to Ashraf Johnson?
Right,
which is probably isn't his real name. I'm guessing.
Yeah, but she gave you the whole list and all of the money. This is the first time that she's laid it all out in quite that way.
Yes. Well, she's laid things out piece by piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seems like we have a breakthrough.
I'm
sure things will do well.
See me hold my breath.
I'm sure things will go well, but you'll just have to tune in next week.
Yes.
That's enough of this now.
Well, look, we had five Mr. Davins, and that's the only thing on the board.
This is enough of this now.
Enough of this.
Who won?
Well, Joe was the only one who picked five Mr. Davins.
Attaboy, Joe.
So there you go.
And as usual, Pip sucked in 2 out of 3.
Well, she's very impressive.
You didn't have any Ashraf Johnsons?
Yes. Well, why?
He's a point
scratch,
guard.
Scratch, scribble, scribble. Why? Yes. Yes, I did.
He's a point guard for the Clippers. I can't believe he didn't have a Ashraf Johnson.
Oh, well, wait a second now. Joe's girl had zero mass media. That was true. Mm-hmm. And Lisa and Tom both had zero fucking liar. That was true.
Oh, all right.
So we have to split it all all over the place.
You'll have to split your prize.
The riches will be split.
Yes.
Everybody gets a quarter of a doubloon. Well, that was fun.
Yeah. funny and entertaining and crazy all
and a little informative on that one.
Yeah.
All right. Let's thank some people.
All right.
Do you want to feel safe?
Yes.
Well, you were going to say something?
No. You go.
Well, I always do the first plug.
I forgot.
Really?
I did.
Maybe if you showed up more, you wouldn't. Anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
Who scolded Pip last week? He didn't do the one read when she started off with the one read.
What are you, the fucking secretary?
No,
yes. He took the meetings of the last minute.
I did.
And I got yelled at for nothing.
Yes. You know what you did. You know what you did.
No, I didn't.
It's the beatings you take for the joy I bring. Anyway. No pleasure without pain. Do you want to feel safe? Then fucking get out.
Then don't get one of those window peepers.
Do you want to feel safe? Then don't go to a comedy club where they're packing. But if you do... Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they're ever attacked? Yes, I do. I want to be protected. You know where I need to go? Zombie martial arts.
Yeah.
That's where I go. Because they're accepting men and women for personal instruction and hand-to-hand combat, which increasingly I need to prepare for my little stage skit. So I can prepare for an attack by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon besides satire. Although it's very biting.
Pool noodle?
Yes, pool noodle.
Pool noodle.
Never be a criminal's easy target again while doing your stupid little act. Contact Sensei Russ Fertico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russfertico@yahoo.com. That's russfertico@yahoo.com. With training from zombie martial arts, you can feel pretty confident when you hit the stage or do any other aspect in your life. Can't recommend it enough. Russ is awesome. Zombie martial arts.
He's really cool. Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Jen Carelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey, features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Corelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Corelli's.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturdays, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch, in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up this October 14th, the very funny Joe Bronzi. So experience all the Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Oh, is that me?
Yeah, we want to get out of here, so how about you read
okay.
it?
If you're... If you're in the mood for great, this stupid laptop. Sometimes it's
how do you fucking print it out, you animal? We all print it out. Are you against paper?
Yes.
It's the same fucking thing every week. You should be scrolling.
I'm scrolling.
Yeah, because your computer's so reliable.
Usually.
Yeah, well, it wasn't last week or not when you were at the conference.
Well, that's upload.
Well, just print it out, shithead.
Sorry, truth came out. I apologize.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, I should have called you shithead. That was a little hard. I mean, you are, but it
was... that was harsh.
What was that phrase from the edge? I'm in shit.
I'm in a big shit.
She's in a big shit.
Is that what I should call the segment?
Yes, you
all right,
should.
Right there. All right.
I did. I'm in a big shit.
Okay.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, the worst
after a
segue
big shit.
Ever. Oh my God! Oh, it's succulent all over again.
Just read it on, Little Trooper. Come on.
Okay. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Side-splitting productions, all your entertainment needs, comedians, murder mysteries, DJs, kids parties, whatever you need. Sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, will you be released to the people?
No, I will not.
Joe?
I will be at Governor's Comedy Club Thursday. I'm sorry about that. Thursday, 8 o'clock
show. 7 days of the week. You'll get one of
very
them.
Very funny. And I will also be at Governor's 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Sunday, govs.com, for information and reservations.
Thursday, October 6th, I'll be at Biagio's in Paramus, New Jersey for a fundraiser. For tickets, call 201-522-2173. 201-522-2173.
For the Republican organization. Good man.
2173. Okay. Money's green. I don't give a shit. We can talk about that next week, but not now, because we got to scram. Thank everybody. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all you guys who participated in the chat room. Thank you guys for listening in Radioland, wherever you were doing this. Let's get the hell out of here. We'll do this again next week. I guess?
Yes.
We'll yes. See.
Well, I make no promises. Anyway, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.